This week is Parshas Bai, and obviously it's the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's when Klal Yisrael actually leaves Mitzrayim. And all the way to the end of the Parsha, there are two Parshias, which are written in Tefillin. They're known as Kadesh and Vahayi Kiviyachah, because there's four Parshias in Tefillin. One, two of them we're all familiar with, it's Shema Yisrael, and Vahavta, that's one big Parsha, and then another paragraph is Vahayim Shemaya. So that's written both on the head tefillin, the shel rosh, and the shel yad, the hand tefillin. And then there's another two parashas, which is also written in both, and it's the last two paragraphs of Parshas Bai. One is Kadesh, starts off Kadesh Kol Bechor, it's the parasha of Pidyon Bechor, and the other is V'hayi Kiviyacha, also it contains a number of mitzvahs, and it refers to tefillin. Now, both of these parashas have the term that we're very familiar with, and it says it four times. B'yad chazaka hatziach Hashem Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong, with a powerful hand. Now we know there's also another term used to describe how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We say it a lot in the Haggadah. B'zrayin etuya, right? Hashem took us with an outstretched arm. So He took us b'yad chazaka, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Interestingly, outstretched arm is only mentioned, as far as I know, in Parshas Kisava, all the way in the end of the Torah by Bikurim. That's where it says both together, Yad Chazaka, Zorah Netuya. Over here it just says Yad Chazaka four times. So what are these two terms? What do they mean? Strong arm, outstretched arm, strong hand, what is it referring to? So when in the Haggadah we actually explain it. The Habal Haggadah explains what they mean. He says, Yad Chazaka, strong hand, is referring to Dever. Presumably the Makas Dever, when all the animals died. And Zroi Netuya, the outstretched arm, is Makas Bechor, Zuel Cherev, it says, which it seems to refer to Makas Bechor, when Hashem slaughtered all the Bechorim of Mitzrayim. Now, it's hard to understand why one is a hand and one is an arm, and what's the significance of a hand or an arm. But what is this, why do we use these different terms, and why do we specifically single out those two Makas, Dever and Makas Bechoris, when we use these terms? I mean, all the Makas should have been referred to as a strong hand and an outstretched arm, how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But additionally, the more puzzling thing is that Zroi Netuya, the way it's being referred to, sounds like it's a way of punishment. It's a way that Hashem punishes, Midas HaDin, the evildoers or the Mitzrim. But Zroya, we have it on our Seder plate, right? The Zroya, which is the position, according to the Arizal, refers to Midas HaChesed, and truly it refers to Karban Pesach, which Karban Pesach is all the Midas HaChesed. B'chama, Hashem had mercy upon us. So it's interesting that the term Zraya, which seems that Hashem saved us, is also used as the term that He punished the Mitzrim. So I think the way to understand it is that the term Zraya Netuya, outstretched arm, is often used as a term of support. Hashem, someone stretches out their arm to help you, to protect against attack, to shield you against people that are trying to hurt you, to provide balance and support for someone to lean on. And there are many psukim that utilize the term Zraya in that way. There's a number of psukim in the Tanakh that use the word Zraya as a term of support, of protection, of shielding. So what we see in this week's parasha really is that throughout the Makas and Makas Bechoris, we required extensive protection from Hashem. Hashem had to protect us from the Maka itself. And Hashem also had to protect us from the anger of the Mitzrim. I mean, do you think they would have taken out their anger against the Jews had they had the opportunity? But by two Makas specifically, we see that it was a chiddush. It was unusual that Klal Yisrael were unharmed. And the two are those two, Dever, when the animals died, and Makas Bechoris. By Dever it says, last week's parasha, Pare had to send and check, none of the Bnei Yisrael's cattle died. He checked for it. Why specifically there did he check? Because we know, when a plague strikes, when sickness starts to spread, there's no stopping it. It can be inflicted, it can even be inflicted by humans, as we see there's an issue. But then once it hits, there's no stopping it. It just goes and it goes and it goes. And that's why it was unbelievable that the Dever plague struck and it didn't affect a single Jew. And this was the first step. After the first five makas, where Klai Yisrael given an understanding of Yad HaChazaka, Hashem has a very strong hand, but that hand is under full control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a powerful hand that will strike those who need to be struck, but Klai Yisrael will be saved. They'll be protected from it. And this was the first demonstration for Klai Yisrael, that even though in their own eyes they were undeserving, they knew what they had done, they knew that they had done Averis, they knew the argument of Halalu Avdei Avdezara, they both were Avdei Avdezara. Klai Yisrael knew better than anyone else. And nonetheless, they saw the first clear demonstration that even when something by nature would spiral out of control and just punish everybody who is deserving of punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us, and He chose us, and He protected us no matter what we did or what our history was. Hashem's love didn't falter. Now, by Makas B'chayres, Hashem commanded us to perform the mitzvahs of Bris Milah and Karban Pesach to put the blood on the world, and that was a tremendous faith. It required tremendous amunah of Klal Yisrael to trust in Hashem because it would anger the mitzvah. And through this demonstration of amunah, faith, we show that we're ready to reciprocate Hashem's love. We're ready to accept Him the way He's accepting us. And that was what protected us from Makas B'chayres. See, Makas B'chayres required a Pasach, right? Without Hashem jumping over Passover, literally, it would have affected everybody. The same way Deborah would have. A plague kills all. But Hashem protected us. And this was the next level, a much higher level of than Makas Deborah. This was Zrei Netuyah. It was literally a hug. Zrei Netuyah, the way the word sounds. Hashem had to hug us to protect us. The same arm that was creating this Makkah against the Mitzrim had to hug Klal Yisrael to protect us. And the Hashem was our best defense attorney. He understood the weakness and the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and He accepted our small demonstration of reciprocating His love in bringing the Karban Pesach, and He hugged us. And Hashem didn't stop hugging us. After that, there was the Nanei HaKavod, which we build a sukkah to represent, and it's famously known a sukkah represents a hug. The minimal size of a sukkah is... So the demonstration of Zrei Netuyah was something that continued. Hashem held on to us, and He's going to continue to hold on to us. V'yamini t'chabekeni, His right arm continues to hug us. Now, the difference between Yad HaChazaka and Zrei Netuyah is entirely up to us. Yad HaChazaka is a hand. It deals punishment to those who deserve it, and it'll protect us. But it's at an arm's length. It's a yad. Hashem sticks out His hand, He helps us. If we choose to accept Hashem, and we choose to reciprocate, we choose to have faith and betachin, then that yad hachazaka will then turn into azraya. Hashem will hug us, and will bring us the closest possible, and protect us fully, while totally freeing us from the mitzvah. And the whole difference between yad hachazaka and Zrei Netuyah, which was the progressions of the Makkah, was in order that Klal Yisrael should learn to trust in Hashem, and that relationship should be developed so that we can grow to trust and accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yad HaChazaka was the beginning of the plan, was the beginning of the process where Hashem demonstrated His love for us, He demonstrated His willingness to accept us and to protect us, and once we were ready, it turned into Zrei Netuyah. Then Hashem hugged us. And that was Makas B'chayres, and that was the most open demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. It was Zugil Shechina, and that's when we were let out of Mitzrayim. And in the future as well, that was constantly the question. Is Klal Yisrael ready and willing to accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hug? They were in at the Midbar, they were constantly being exposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for them, and they were constantly questioning it. They were always questioning, is Hashem with us or not? Halai Tav Lanu L'shuv Mitzrayim, maybe we'd be better for us in Mitzrayim. It was a constant struggle of are they truly willing to accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's love, and that is a constant question for us always. If we're willing to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to rely on Him, to be b'teach on Him, to allow Him to hug us, then He will. And when it's hard for us, because that is the challenge of life, it's a struggle to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hug us, then He does protect us as well, but it's b'yad chazaka. It's from a distance, it's with a hester panim. So that's the significance of these two terms. There's yad chazaka and there's Zrei Netuyah. And the difference always is up to us. Have a good night and a good Shabbos.